You're listening to KXT 91.7. I'm Joe Cozera. Lou Barlow is our guest in studio today. He's one of the founding members of Dinosaur Jr., as well as Sebado and Folk Implosion. He's also credited as one of the pioneers of the lo-fi movement in the late 80s and early 90s, while helping to pave the way for alternative and what we now call indie rock. Besides the dozens of albums, cassettes, singles, EPs, compilations, he has two recent solo albums, 2005's Emo, and last October's Goodnight Unknown. He's in town to play at The Loft tonight. Lou, welcome.
Hi.
So who'd you bring with you?
This is Tom Watson on guitar.
Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Raul Morales sitting on the floor.
Raul. How about starting us off with a song?
Okay. The song is called Only One.
I didn't know a flower blooms on its own. I try, I overwater the flower dies. When you were kind to me, it reminded me that when I'm distant, you came in an instant.
Lou Barlow joins us in the studio today at KXT 91.7, and that's Only One. Very, very nice. Very nice song. Talk about your early days, you know, how you started Dinosaur Jr.
Talk about
it? Yeah.
Well, Dinosaur Jr. would be started like late 84. I'd just graduated from high school. Jay Maskus was a year older than me. He was his first year at University of Massachusetts. He had been playing drums up to that point. I'd been playing guitar in a hardcore band called Deep Wound. He took up the guitar and instructed me to play bass, and that was the beginning of the band.
But he was brought in as a drummer, correct?
Oh, no, he wouldn't. I mean, we started a band, Deep Wound, together. I was probably 15, 16, and put an ad in a local record store for a drummer, and he answered the ad, answered our call, and then from there he kind of took over the band, and then just became, you know, what this kind of immensely talented person that he is.
So I know everybody asks you, you know, why did you get kicked out of Dinosaur Jr., but more importantly for me, you know, how are you able to get albums done with fighting, egos, conflicts? How are you able to do that?
Well, we don't really fight. Everything in that band is like sublimated, and I don't know, we know that the music is the most important thing, and that's what we knew even when we were kids. So when I got kicked out of the band, they just kicked me out because they didn't like me. And then that was that, you know. I don't know. And then I went on to do other things. So
how about another song?
Sure. This would be... What are we playing now? We're going to play Take Advantage. I'm just going to tune...
Take apart a rainbow and feed it to the sunrise. Wake me with your elbow and I'll know that you love me like a pancake, that you're hungry like a jet plane. Now hold me till your arms ache, I won't wait. Take advantage of my love, use me like I do. Well, it's lovely here in limbo, we're having good to great times, but when we're sitting ringside, the blood flies. So we light a celebration, we wait until the note fades. It's over in a heartbeat, but so sweet. Now take advantage of my love, use me like I do. Take advantage, anything for you.
You're listening to KXT 91.7, and Lou Barlow is here. That's a very nice song. I really like that one. That's Take Advantage. And who are Take Advantage in the last one you did, Only One? Who are they written about?
They're family songs. My wife, my kids, you know.
Really nice.
Thanks.
So what they call what lo-fi is really, really interesting to me because I've done lots of it. I got huge bins full of 4-track tapes.
Yeah.
Talk about what you did with lo-fi equipment.
I don't know, when I got my first job, my first real, you know, more than $4 an hour job, I bought myself a 4-track for like $500. And started recording, you know. I mean, before that, I recorded on my parents' cassette recorders, and I just used anything that I had. And
so were labels releasing stuff produced on four-track cassette recorders?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I grew up on listening to music from England on this label called Rough Trade, and there was bands like the Swell Maps and the Young Marble Giants, and these were bands in the 70s, I mean, that were... Yeah, we're releasing like do-it-yourself or very small-scale records with very gritty recordings, you know. And that just really appealed to me. And then when I realized that I had all of these things at my disposal as well, you know, I was empowered to do that. I mean, punk rock, just the idea of punk rock and new wave and just the freedom that that had and how there wasn't any particular style to it. It was all just pretty much what all the music had in common was just a lot of heart, I thought, and a lot of like truth and sort of maybe politics a little bit, you know. It was exciting to me. So when I was able to afford my own, you know, more upscale recording equipment, which was a four-track recorder, yeah, that's what I did. I did like tons of other people did, you know.
You're pretty much able to play everything, like guitar, bass, drums, and keyboard. What makes you choose a collaborator on your projects? What, you know, how do you select someone to play a different instrument?
Well, I can't really do any of those things very well. I'm definitely not drums. I would never call myself a drummer. But I don't know. I think when you collaborate with people, it makes better music. And I think, I've done plenty of things where I do everything myself, and I'm quite happy with those as well. But I think especially, I mean, just the really great things happen when two people, three people come together and are free to exchange ideas. And I think that's really where it happens. And definitely when you're playing live, you know, when you come together and people are just sort of have at least a little bit of freedom going on, and that's where the good stuff is. And that's where that just makes it more interesting for me, you know.
How about one more song?
Sure. This is Too Much Freedom. It's another song off my record called Goodnight Unknown, which was released last year.
I have too much freedom. People, I'm enraged. Heaven should be. Now build a gilded cage and stay inside. I have too much freedom. Now dare I ask for more? Questions are expensive. Answers lead to war, and they own the world. Whatever manic state, whatever they are, boy or girl, led to the altar blind, fed what the keeper threw. But if you believe, the back of your mind won't do. Break through. Led to the altar blind, fed what the keeper threw. But if you believe, the back of your mind won't do. If you believe, the back of your mind won't do. Breakthrough.
Lou Barlow joins us in the studio today at KXT 91.7. That's Too Much Freedom. That's from his latest album called Goodnight Unknown. And he plays tonight at the Loft in Dallas. Doors open tonight at 8. And Denton's very own Sarah Jaffe opens the show. Lou, thanks so much for being here today.
No problem.
Check out the concerts page at kxt.org for further listings and have a look around the website, too, for other in-studio performances. I'm Joe Cazera. This is KXT 91.7 Music to the Core.